Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. How can I show God that I love him? Part 6. Well, good morning, and thank you for tuning in to the Global Vision for Living Today. And it is a beautiful day out here. It's probably going to be over 100 degrees again. But God bless you because you're up, you're bright and bushy-tailed, I hope, and you're ready to find out how can you show God that you love him. Not your mama, not your papa, not your sister or your brother, but how can you? What are you doing? How can you? You the one up listening to the sound of my voice. How can you show God that you love him? And as usual, we have Colonel Dr. William Harrison from the East Coast, minister pastor of the Second Union Baptist Church. Hi there, Colonel Harrison. Dr. Harrison, are you with us? I'm boasting about you.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Capitina. Listening audience, I'm with you, and so good to be on the air again. And we're looking forward to ministering to those who are with us. Thank you.
Of course, and you're more than welcome. You know what is very important? That we show God that we love him, because every time something goes wrong, here we run to God. Can't see him, can't feel him, can't touch him, but here we run to God. God help me. Oh, Lord. Oh. But we've got to show God that we love him. The aged apostle John said, the world is passing away. Hey, y'all, I know you done woke up. The world is passing away. And so is this desire. Whatever you want, whatever you need, whatever you think you want, what you think you got to have, all that. He said, it's passing away one day, 1 hour, 1 minute, and 1 second. But he that does do it, the will of God, remains forever. You ain't going to do the will of God if you don't love him. Hey, let's just get that straight. It's twisted right now. You are not going to show God anything if you don't care anything about him. Colonel Harrison, why should it be important to every breathing, living thing, even those in the animal kingdom, to show God that they care about him, what he's asked us to do, what he's told us to do, and most of all, the commandment of loving one another, are we putting that on? I mean, what can we do as a people, as an individual, to show God that we love him? Now, we touched on this last week, but you know what? It was such a blockbuster, and I got so many texts and so many emails. Oh, yeah, that's a yeah. Colonel Harrison, let's add to it. What can we do to show God that we love him? Not calling on mama, not calling on daddy, not saying, ooh, you know, my daughter's so beautiful. She this and so. We're not talking about that. In an instant, she could be no more. In a second, he could be no more. So the commandment is to love the Lord God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. Uh-oh, so that's four ways. So Colonel Harrison, kind of jump in there and tell us if there's anything else we need to know, or can you break those down? Love the Lord thy God. Love thy Lord God with their whole, W-H-O-L-E. That's all. Mind, soul, strength, and heart. Colonel Harrison, help us out.
Yes, God's Capitino. How can we show God that we love him? We have to get to know who God is. We can't love someone we don't know anything about them or don't know their character or who they really are. So we have to get to know who God is. And Psalm 83:18 tells us who God is. It says that men may know that thou, whose name is Jehovah, the Most High over all the earth. In the Christian Bible, that we find that in Psalm 83:18. So we have to get to know who he is. And you wonder how you get to know who he is. Well, one way to get to know who he is to say a prayer. Prayers have a have a conversation, have a talk as you search to get to know God, Jehovah. And some people struggle with that. So then the other solution is to find one who's a teacher. There are teachers around who would teach you the Bible, and there are periodicals, there are newspapers, there are televangelists on television. So the important thing is get to know who God is by searching or seeking for him through prayer. And then the Bible says he will reveal himself to you in the scriptures. So that's the beginning of it. That's the beginning. And once we get that, then the information will be made available to us through teachers, through scriptures, through televangelists, and news items, periodicals, and those kinds of things.
Oh, my God. You hit it right on the nail. And you know what? As you were talking, you know what? I was thinking that God really ain't begging nobody to love him. He just said, he said he wants his human creation to love him. His son said to love him with all of our being. So we are not here just whining and crying and say, oh, well, yeah, you know, I'll do it tomorrow, God. You know what? I think I'll show you some love in the morning. Oh, yeah, God, I think. No, God is not begging us to do anything because we're the only creation that this creative God has asked to love him. And God don't do nothing for nothing. Jesus Christ didn't walk around for nothing. He said, I came that they may have life. So if I'm saying, yeah, well, I think I'm going to go over here. You know what? Humans need to back think on that. God is not begging, pleading for us to do anything. He has made the offer. And my father used to say after the message was preached and people were coming forth, he said, well, God has called, man has uncalled. He said God has called this to him. He said man has rejected something of that sort. So we're beholden to God, even the animals running wild. Those are part of his creative process. Fish in the sea, birds in the air. No one but man and woman have been asked to love God. And, of course, to show obedience and love the one who paid it all, who paid the price. So let's kind of get into the meat of this. Showing God that we love him. Is this something that all man is interested in doing? You know, the Bible says, be ye doers, the hallelujah, rather than hearers only. And that's all we got now. But it ain't going to be for long. Every day you wake up, you're hearing something horrific about the church community. And now they're running around in the Midwest setting churches afire. They don't care about Bergdahl Goodman right now. They don't care about Neiman Marcus. They don't care about Target right now. They are targeting the churches. So what can we do about that? If we haven't been able, for some reason, satanic possession, whatever, to show the true God, the Psalm 83:18, God, that we love him, you got a matter of seconds to do it. Because in a minute, the Bible says they're going to be roaming to and fro looking for the word of God, and it shall not be delivered unto them. Jehovah is sick and tired, and sick of these people going around using his name, hallelujah, his son's name. They ain't doing nothing. Oh, well, you know, oh, well, I go to bed with my, oh, well, I can do whatever I want to do as long as I say his name. That's not the point. We got to show God. The world is passing away. You won't be moving around in that world as we know it. World is passing away. And everything they after, I don't care what it is, and I don't care who it is, he that does the will. Now, let's talk about this will of God. Let's talk about the will of God in the process of showing God that we love him. Dr. Harrison, give us three or four ways that not only can we show God that we love him, but what are some of the ways that we can show God that we love him?
Yes, glad you asked. We have to, number one, once we get to know who God is and we've learned something about him through the scriptures or a teacher or a co-evangelist, we have to be obedient to God's holy word. God's holy words in the Christian Bible, 66 books, first book is Genesis, last book is Revelation, has all the knowledge, the insight, the information, whatever that we might need to fully acquaint ourselves with the Creator, the true and living God, God Jehovah. So be obedient to his holy words once we get to know who he is. After we're obedient to his holy words, then we can be a witness for him. Go out and tell others about God, who he is, how God has improved your life for the better, and how you once was lost, but now you're found in terms of having a purpose in your life. And then do good works. So you want to be obedient to God, you want to be a witness for God, and you want to do good works once you come to the knowledge and understanding of who God is.
Yeah, and once you come to the knowledge and understanding, you ain't got all day. You know, a lot of people just listening. That's why I said, don't be ye listeners only. That's a command, practically, from God saying, don't do it. But, you know, there's a lot of people going around, you know, especially on Sundays now. That's become an entertainer's day. It used to be you couldn't dance on Sunday. You couldn't watch TV. Hallelujah, somebody. Somebody know I'm telling the truth. You couldn't watch TV. You couldn't walk down the street. You couldn't do anything on a Sunday. And the world was a better place. You didn't have all the chaos now. Now, oh, my God, you wake up, you see people with fishing rods. You see them bicycling on the beach. You see them standing in lines from here to hell, trying to get into a restaurant. You see them planning to travel here and to travel there. These are people, just like it says in the Bible, in the days of Noah, they took no note. Well, we don't want to be like those in the days of Noah. I know some of you are. That's on you, not on me. But some people are living like it's the day of Noah. Just get them, do whatever. But the Bible says they took no note until those raindrops fell. Mankind, men, women, had never seen or felt rain. The atmosphere, everything was beautiful for them because when the earth, the heavens and the earth was created, the angels clapped their hands and said, yes, this is good. They, even the angels were happy. But the angels, even right now, are not happy. They watched this creative process, and they saw what God did to create an earth that's beautiful. They saw what God did when he created the overall universe in the heavens, all of the goodness of God, millions of myriads of his angels, they all said that. And then here come man. Know what God says. Thinking they honor him, but they proven false to the power of God. So if a person says, yes, I'm okay, tell me how, Cupertino. Tell me how. I just heard Harrison, Dr. Harrison, tell me, how can I show God that I love him? Number one, you got to make up your mind that you're going to do what he says. Now, how you going to do that and you don't know what the Bible says? You got to get into a group of people that are on earth for an educational message from God. If they are not teaching, he said, go you there, but they're not teaching, get away. If you're not sitting having you an hour or so Bible study, get away. How are you going to get strong? And the word say his power will make you strong, and you're not doing anything to get strong. 30 minutes a week ain't enough. 22 hours a week is not enough. The Bible says, my people, my sheep will hear my voice and follow. So you got to follow the Son of God. That's very important. How you going to please God? How you going to show God you love him? You got to follow his Son. His Son came to earth, and he said, follow me. He didn't go off trying to be a big shot. why he, somebody asked me yesterday, why he didn't stay with his family and get his family to follow him. Because many are called, but few are chosen. He's right there. Mary had all kind of kids after she had him. What happened? Well, toward the end, he said, I'm going to look back on my family. I think 2, 3, or 4 of the original disciples were his brothers. So, hey, we got to make it plain, and we got to walk plain. So that is another way that we can show God that we love him. Show means do. It don't mean talk. He didn't say, just get up and talk to me. He didn't say, get up and talk about me. He said, follow me. And those men got in behind him, and they weren't no joke. No competition, no competitor. They were not a joke. It wasn't the Jesus of blip, blah, blam. It wasn't Jesus of blip, blah, blam. Jesus of Nazareth. One, they followed one, and no time at all did Jesus find it within him to usurp God's authority. He said, the Father and I are one. He said, the Father has sent me. I mean, we could go over the Gospels with how Jesus acknowledged God, even though he himself was sitting there helping create earth. He didn't put the big shot nothing on. He said, I come to do the will of the Father. Okay? So how can we show God? By doing the will. Well, you know, I really don't know too much. Let me tell you something. And we said this last week. Get on your knees and ask God to help you. It is not but one satanic element in this world that don't want to hear the word of God. And I could think about that. I was listening to a message on that. You know, people don't want to hear the word because they know if they hear it, if they worth anything, they got to do. They got to do what they hear. They don't want that. You know, I'll listen a little bit here and a little bit over there and a little bit here. Where they think they're going. When that rain fell, all them big shots standing around that ark, I guess thought they were going to get in. I don't know what they thought, but oh, my God. Oh my God. A whole world was destroyed by flood. So I'm talking to somebody right now. Don't try to wait to think you're going to get in or get on anything. You're not going to do it. You might be walking around here skinning and grinning, but the Father said, the Father said in heaven that I sent my son that they may have salvation. Jesus said, now my sheep hear my voice. You got some devils that is not in that mix. He said, my sheep hear my voice. So now what is a sheep like, Colonel Harrison? Tell us, what are some of the qualities of a sheep, why Jesus used the term sheep for his followers? He said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow. They don't listen. Just stand and look and listen. He said, but they follow me. Talk to us about the lowly sheep.
Lowly sheep. The sheep are animals that are timid, and they need someone to care for them, to watch over them, because, and they're subject to stray away. And so a sheep needs a shepherd. So as we look at God's son, Jesus, he's known as the good shepherd or the chief shepherd, someone to oversee them, someone to care for them, someone to watch over them, guide them, lead them, direct them. So sheep just need direction. Sheep are like children. Children need direction from parents and to guide and teach them things to do, not to do, what's right, what's wrong, what's good, what's bad for them and so forth and so on. So the Bible uses sheep in the analysis of one who needs to be watched over, looked over, and cared for and taken care of. And so there has to be one over the sheep. And so we have God through his son Jesus Christ, who is the chief shepherd. You have the people who God refers to as sheep. And so that's the analogous in regards to sheep. Sheep and sheep will grow, and they as you care for them, as you take care of them, and as you show them love and compassion, they will grow and they'll develop and they'll beget other sheep. That the sheep needs a shepherd to take care of them, and God's son Jesus is the shepherd of the sheep in the Christian church, in the Christian world, and the Christian faith.
Well, you know what? There's just a few sheep roaming around. Every day you pick up a newspaper or you turn the news on. Now, you guys heard Colonel Harrison. People are falling away. It is so frightening. It's not even a shame. But I'm going to tell you a report that's on the docket right now. I'm not playing. A state senator, Scott Wyatt, he's a Democrat. Representing San Francisco, that 11th district. They have a Senate bill out. All you Negroes that don't do nothing but run around laughing, you better be listening to this. Because you know some think you're on the bottom of the poll still. Senate Bill 4, it's making its way through the Senate, the House, because it is giving the government the right to use church property, take churches' TAM down, shut them down in behalf of governmental use. They are, it said, and I'm reading part of it, declining churches. So I'm going to tell them if you are not in the church, hey, and all y'all on the outside ain't in one, don't play. You know, a lot of people think, oh, well, I went to church today. Don't nobody care about that. Don't no human care about anybody else going to church but God. What you going for? You ain't doing nothing. What you going for? You not street witnessing. What you going for? You not teaching the Bible because you yourself ain't being taught. Hey, somebody listen to what I'm saying because I know what I'm talking about. You won't be running nowhere, sitting up for long, thinking you placating God. He done told you what to do. And what would happen to you if you didn't do what mom and daddy said, you would get a whooping. Oh, the biggest, this man said this morning, the biggest whooping in the universe is headed our way. A lot of people think, yeah, oh, yeah, I went to church yesterday. Ain't done nothing. I just stand and look at him. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. So what? Ain't doing nothing. Worshiping fallen flesh. I was in a store, and the woman was just, this boy was just as bad as he could be. And she, oh, yeah, oh, here, stop doing that. You know what? We have faked it out with God, and now we're getting ready to pay the price. So if you are walking in to sit down, look around, and get up and walk out, you better not do that. You better get into and involved in the worldwide mission of God. To go ye therefore and preach and teach salvation to the wicked. If the wicked don't want to listen, you know what he said. Get away from, wipe off your feet, get on away. The battle lines are being drawn because Satan ain't playing. I know Jehovah's not playing. He ain't never played. But Satan ain't playing. The few left out there, and it's just a few. Less than 20% now want to hear anything about God. I'm glad you guys is not in the 20%, but let me tell you something. He done said, be ye doers. I was going to start in 2024, but anybody not on that plane, and you can look at him and tell, love is a pleasure. What's going to happen? Family lost. Look over your shoulder, your family gone. Some of us haven't set an example that our kids can follow. I can add myself up in there. He said, train them up. Don't wait. But right now, showing God that you love him, the number one emergency is to preach and teach the word of God. You don't have to look like Gina Lola Brigida. You don't have to have Rockefeller's money. You just have to have two eyes and two ears to hear so you can teach and preach about the word of God. Some say, oh, well, you know, women shouldn't. You know, I don't want to hear that. Mother Mary was standing there when he said, go ye therefore. Mary Magdalene was standing there when he said, go ye therefore. Another group of women was standing there with those, oh, hallelujah, I'm getting excited, with those disciples. There's no excuse. When you hear people talk about, oh, no, you know, I haven't read my Bible this week. No, I don't know nothing about it. You know, I test people myself. I ask them, and a bishop used to say, what did God talk to you about this morning? And I used to ask that myself. But I'm telling you, as one of Jehovah's Witnesses, a former witness, but somebody told me this week, doctor, once a witness, always one. Let me tell you something. You cannot beat them for out there in the community doing the word of God. How can you show them? I know he looks down and see him knocking on them, but you don't know what you're going to get. I never was afraid because I just knew that something within me when he saved me from a suicide attempt. See, I guess some people got to be laying cut up on the sidewalk or in a hospital bed with a day to live or something. I don't know what. My father used to say, what is it going to take for these people to do the will of God? And I used to get mad at him and say, yeah, you sound there talking to these fools. They ain't doing nothing, just getting up, eating. Because they throat ain't been slit, some of them figure they don't need God. Just because they ain't been shot in the jawbone, oh, my God. I used to say, that probably means they don't need him. And I used to hear him, oh, he used to lay the line down. They would come from all over the nation to hear him. But to make a long story short, Colonel Harrison, we've already talked about how to show God that we love him. And from what I'm hearing, it is doing the will of God. I don't even want to hear about it no more. I get very upset when people tell me, oh, yeah, I know God. Oh, yeah, I love God. Ain't doing nothing. Ain't scared to close their eyes at night. And if they're not, they really ought to be. Because if they're not doing the will. And I, like I said, I got a message for my church people tomorrow. I got a little controversy now. I said, Jehovah, I know you didn't send me over here for nothing like this. All I'm doing is preaching, and I'm reprimanding. I don't care. I tell them, you go to Jehovah. Leave that false God. You stand up in his face Monday to Monday alone. But Psalm 83:18 says that, hey, that they may know. So how they going to know you ain't out there teaching, you ain't out there saying nothing, that thou might know that the one and only true God's name is Jehovah, most high over all the earth. How you going to know that? And then now here's the killing part. Once you know that, not just hear somebody say it, not with fresh eyes, oh, yes, I'm interested. Once you really know that, you can't sit still. So that means we really don't know this God. We don't know this God. How can I show God that I love him? You ain't even nowhere near that. But if you have listened to this lesson, you know you can cut them down. You can cut their throat with the finger if they say anything like that. Because you're not going to show the God nothing if you do not love him. And you're not going to love him if you're not doing what he says. Somebody on this line say hallelujah. You are not going to do it. You can fool the dead. You can fool your living, walking dead. You can, whatever. You can fool the fool. But God, my daddy said, this how, and he looked low. Colonel Harrison, what can we advise people that say, well, you know what, I thought I knew, but I see I don't. What can we do?
Well, we can advise someone that wants to get to know who God is, serve God. Love God, be a witness for God, be obedient to God, and do good works. Because God says that it's his will that mankind should not perish. And he created mankind in his image and likeness to and for his glory and for his purpose. So we either live for God or we live for the other kingdom, which is Satan. Two kingdoms of the world, kingdom of God, kingdom of Satan. So we have to choose which one and who we're going to serve. True and living God or the false God. That's where
Hallelujah.
We are in this world today.
That is where we're at. Even Satan, I understand, is getting rid of some of his. I said, what? Yeah, we will talk about that at another time. God bless you. Have a great weekend. And just know, if you want to know how to show God that you love him, do what he say. You done heard it. Now make up your mind you're going to do what he say. God bless you. Have a great weekend. Same time, same place.